This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Todd Rocker is in with us this morning representing the Knights of Columbus from Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. It's getting to be Lent here very, very soon. That means fish fries.
We have our Knights of Columbus fish dinners coming up, Jim. And the first one is this Friday now on February 28th. So get your taste buds going.
And for folks who, I'm using the wrong term there, I said fish fries. That's only kind of a recent thing. It's been baked fish for a very long time, but added some fried fish here recently.
Yeah, I think the last 3 years we have done fried fish in addition to the baked fish, and people have really appreciated that. We're really getting good crowds to come out for our fish suppers. And I do want to note that this year the cost per adult is $10. Cost per child ages 6 to 12 is $5. Children 5 and under are free. And we do have set a maximum charge per family at $30. So that's a pretty good deal. Mom, dad, bring the kids. Come on out and we'll do the cooking. We'll do the cleaning up. And $30 you can feed the family. No tip. So that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you don't have to do the dishes. So that always works out well.
I love that.
Well, you bring out a couple of adults and a few kids. It doesn't take very long to run up a bill. So it's nice to have that opportunity where folks can kind of budget and plan for that.
Absolutely. And the proceeds that we make from our 6 Friday night fish dinners, we will put that into our scholarship fund. And anything left over goes into other charitable causes. And so we're always excited to give out some scholarships to our graduating seniors here, local graduates. And I might add, last year we gave out 9 scholarships. Total was $6,500. And so we feel really good about that.
They've been pretty well supported over the last several years. I know last year it seemed like there were some nights we had real good crowds.
Oh, absolutely. And now that we're doing the baked fish and the fried fish, we seem to keep up really well. You know, there's no waiting in the line. You can get there and go through our serving line, and it is a all-you-can-eat meal, so you can come back up for seconds, thirds, whatever. We have a lot of people that want the baked and the fried fish both.
If you can offer it, mind to taste a little bit of both.
Got to taste both the kinds.
No problem. You mentioned the fish. What else is on the menu?
We also have on the menu scalloped potatoes, macaroni and cheese, so if there are people that don't maybe necessarily like the fish or kids that don't want the fish, we do have macaroni and cheese. We have coleslaw, green beans, garlic bread, and coffee, tea, milk, and lemonade for the drinks.
That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of value there.
It's a lot of value. And if you have anything left over, room in the stomach after that meal, we do have desserts. And the desserts are part of the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Youth Group. They man the table with the desserts, and that is a free will offering. And any money that they raise there goes towards their youth group activities.
You bet. And that's not part of the $10 cost at the door, but you determine the cost when you stop by and pick something up that you like.
That's right. Cookies, pie, bars, ice cream, all those kinds of things are available.
Got plenty of stuff there. Very good.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, this is all done by the Knights of Columbus. And as you mentioned, this particular project, the money raised goes towards scholarships. There are a lot of things, though, the Knights of Columbus are involved in, not just for the church, but for the community.
Right. And some of the things that we do, I think we actually do like 22 different projects throughout the year. We all hear about the fish dinners. We do the produce in the park in the, well, I guess it's spring and summer. Mm-hmm. And we've got good turnouts for that, too. We serve hamburgers, brats, and hot dogs. And so we just recently, this last fall, did the campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities. Sometimes that's called the Tootsie Roll Drive. Mm-hmm. And so we did just donate close to $1,400 to 2 different Special Olympic teams in the area. One was the Cass County team. The other one is the Griswold Tiger team. And then they use those funds for some of their Special Olympic entry fees and transportation and so on. So we do a lot of different things. We've donated to the food pantries, Griswold and Atlantic both. And we just have a number of things going on all the time.
Sure. Well, I know this Lenten season, you've got a little food drive going on too.
Yes. With Lent, we also have what's called the 40 Cans for 40 Days project. And it's through the Knights of Columbus Food for Families program. And so during this upcoming Lenten season, if anyone would like to drop off non-perishable items, They can drop them off to the west door of St. Peter and Paul Church, just inside the door. There's a couple of containers to put things in. Or you can drop them off right across the street at our church office. And so that'll all be donated over to the local Atlantic Food Pantry. I believe last year we donated like 1,200 pounds of food, and the year prior to that was 1,100 pounds of food. So it's a great project. We feel really good about that. So, you know, if you'd like to donate, feel free to do so.
Bar's been set pretty high there.
The bar's been set pretty high, and that's a great project to do that. I know Ken Burkhart is the supervisor or organizer at the local food pantry here in Atlantic, and so he's told me they're very, very appreciative of anything that gets donated.
Well, especially this time of the year, food pantry donations really skyrocket during the Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday period because, well, it's top of the mind. Folks want to help out and make sure folks have a good meal during the holidays. But folks need a good meal all the time, and there's always a need at the food pantry no matter what time of the year.
And I understand they'll also, if you don't want to donate the non-perishable food items, you can donate money. Write them a check, because then I think with that check, the food pantry's purchased things like meat, milk, bread, eggs, those kinds of things that are, you know, only last so long, and they can't keep them on the shelves, and so they buy those on a more current basis.
Yep, all those donations always appreciated. So, yeah, anything folks can do to help out. And you don't just have to be a member of the Catholic Church to be able to do that. Anyone can donate.
That's right.
Very good. It's all going to go to the same cause.
That's exactly right.
Well, it takes a lot of hands when you do these types of things, especially like the fish fry, for example. I've assisted on that. Probably will again this year, too, when the phone rings. But it seems like a good dozen and a half at least folks who are helping to volunteer each time. It takes hands to do these things.
It does. I think, too, just like you say, Jim, I'd say 15, 20 guys are there, Knights Columbus members, each time we have these fish dinners. So some are doing the cooking, some are doing the serving, some are setting tables, cleaning tables off, and it's a real team effort. And it does take a lot of hands. And, Jim, we recently had an exemplification ceremony at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. It was just actually on Sunday, the February 16th, and we had 14 new third-degree members go through that ceremony. And in Atlantic, Iowa, our Knights Columbus Council, it's a Catholic men's church group. We have over 140 members at this time, which is fantastic.
That's a pretty good chunk of folks there that are involved. And everybody's involvement level is a little bit different. It's like a lot of groups. You can be as involved as you want to be, but there are a lot of opportunities, as you've outlined earlier, for folks to do some of the things they like.
Absolutely. And with those 140 members, we always tell the members, if you can work one event, two or three events, that really helps us out. The meetings are the third Tuesday each month at the Parish Center in the Knights Columbus room. And we always say, if you can't make it to a meeting, don't feel like you can't belong to the Knights Columbus. You can still pitch in and help out. It does take, as you said, many, many hands for lots of these projects that we have.
Absolutely. Well, again, these fish dinners coming up during the Lenten season, we hope a lot of folks get a chance to enjoy. And it's not just for the Catholic faithful. It's for anyone. You get a lot of supporters from in and outside the community.
I've ran flyers around different places in town and several of the different churches so they can put it in their church bulletin. And yes, come one, come all. Everybody's welcome. Everybody's invited to come for the Knights Columbus fish dinners. Again, baked fish and fried fish. Come on out for a great meal and let us do the cooking.
And that's every Friday, starting this Friday, February 28th through April 3rd. What are the times?
5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. are the serving times. And I would say most of the folks that come out and we serve are between 5:30 and 6:30. But we do serve up until 7, and then we shut her down and start cleaning up.
That's a project. Very good. All right. So if you don't have plans, there you have it. An opportunity for you to come on out, and you can enjoy dinner with the family and not have to worry about trying to coerce the kids into doing the chores, doing those dishes afterward.
No, it's good for everybody all the way around.
Yeah, good deal. Very good. Well, Todd, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And, of course, you're also helping out that scholarship effort. So it really is a good deal all the way around. Appreciate the help.
It sure is. Thank you very much, Jim.